Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is wonderful to have you with me this morning. This is the wee early morning in the United States. As a matter of fact, I am in the Pacific Northwest, and it's only about 3:30 in the morning, and I give glory and praise to God Almighty because he allowed me to awaken at this hour so that we can have an episode of A Year in the Word, and so that we can come before him in prayer early in the morning. I give glory to God. Amen. I want us to be able to get up from time to time before the birds start singing, amen, and before people start getting on their way, so that we can send forth prayers that will cover our families and our friends and our neighbors and even ourselves before our day gets underway. Because you never know what the day might bring, but the Spirit of the Lord is here, amen, to strengthen us and to keep us and to heal us and to make us whole and entire. Glory to God. He is our salvation. He is our deliverer. He is our great physician. He is our strength on today. He is our keeper, our, oh my God, our way maker. He's the lifter of our heads. He's the one who regulates our minds and makes crooked places straight. Glory to God. Oh my God, I give him glory and I give him honor on this morning because God is good. And he is greatly to be praised. Amen. There's a song that says God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. And that is so in each and every one of us. Even if you haven't come to know the Lord on today, he is still great. Hallelujah. He's still great. He purposed you for greatness. Amen. We are all male and female, made in the image of God. Amen. Which means we were purposed for excellence. We were purposed for greatness. But we have an enemy that has been going out behind us, seeking whom he might devour, whom he might destroy, so that you never realize your purpose, so that you never realize your destiny, so that you never see that you are great and God intended you for excellence and you are always meant to commune with the Creator, each and every one of us. That was always our intention, to have a relationship. This has nothing to do with being religious and practicing this function and that function. I'm talking about a relationship. We were always intended to have a relationship with our Creator, with our Lord, and with our Savior. We were intended to have a relationship. Jesus himself came that we might be brought back from our alienated relationship state back to the Father so that we could commune with him as we were intended to from the very beginning. Oh my God, I give him glory this morning. I give him praise and I give him honor because God is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. And I thank him today. Amen. The Lord is doing great things in my life and I know that he's doing great things in yours. There are quite a few of you that have been following this series, A Year in the Word, and I know that God is manifesting things in your life. Amen, that you may not have expected, some things you may have expected, because God gives us things we prayed for and things we didn't. He rains on us those things that we have need of, and he knows what we need even before we utter that prayer. And his word even lets know that he will give us exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or could even think. He gives us more than we ask. Glory to God. Glory to God, because we don't really know what we have need of. We know what we think we need, especially when we're in trouble and when we're in a moment, amen, of time that we just are in despair and we don't know what to do and we feel like this and that is what we need. But God knows exactly what we need in that moment, amen. And as we pray that prayer, Lord, lift me up. Lord, bring me out. Lord, help me with this. Lord, heal my body. He will give us exceedingly, abundantly above all those things that we ask and think, because because he knows exactly what we have need of. He is our creator. Every cell in our bodies and the way that they function, organ, cell, muscles, how they are coordinated in the body, the buffering systems and how they function together was all made by God. He knows our ins and our outs. He knows how we think. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, I give him glory. I give him praise and I honor him this morning because he is worthy. He's worthy of so much more than I can give with my lips. Hallelujah to God. He's worthy of so much more than the service that I can perform in my body. He's worthy of more. Amen. You know how it is when you are in a relationship. You want to please that one that you're in relationship with. And then your husband has a favorite dish. Well, you want to learn how to make that favorite dish so he is pleased. Amen. You want to please him. You want to love him. You want to do things that he likes. And the same for him. He wants to do things to please you, so he brings gifts and he finds out what kind of flower you like. So he brings you those kinds of flowers. This is no different. This is a relationship. A relationship. God, he already knows the things that we like. And we're learning the things that he would like in this relationship. So we're endeavoring to do those things that he would like so that we can get closer, so this relationship gets better. Amen. And there are greater benefits in this relationship than any natural relationship we could ever have. Amen. Because remember, this is our creator. He's our Lord and our Savior. He's our keeper. He's our helper. He's our friend. Glory to God. When we, at times when we felt like we had no friends and there was no one there, he was there. David said, I was once young and now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He's never left us, not once. Even when we felt like we were alone, and all of us at times feel alone in certain circumstances, but he is always there. Those are the times when we should endeavor to get closer. Those times when we feel like we are all alone and nobody is there. We feel as if we're invisible and they just can't see. They just don't understand. Even though you're trying your best to reach out to somebody and have them understand you, and they still just don't get it. Like nobody else can get you. He gets me. Like nobody else can get me. My husband can't even get me the way Jesus does. I can't get my husband the way Jesus does. Amen. This is the relationship of relationships, and it's the one that's going to take us into eternity in peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Giving us peace that surpasses the understanding of all those onlookers, all those that can't understand how we were able to get through without losing our mind. It's because the Prince of Peace was present. Hallelujah. And he was working it out. Glory to God. And God is doing those very things even right now in the atmosphere. Things that we cannot see, things that we do not know, things that will probably totally blow our minds if we were able to see into the spirit world. But I give glory to God that he's moving in the background of my life and moving in the background of your life, working out those circumstances that we don't understand and that we didn't know was going to happen and had no way of preparing ourselves for physically. But you know what? The Lord is our shepherd. So before we even had the need, he was already working it out and making provision for those things that we didn't even know that we would need in the future. He was already working it out upon us. We don't understand why we have peace. We don't understand why we don't feel quite as bad as others felt in the same circumstance. We don't understand why we have comfort in the middle of the night, even though we feel might feel horrible. And yet a peace comes over us. It's because the presence of the Lord is here. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there all the time. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I give glory to God on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, glory to God, we're going to be reading, amen, from two books today. We're going to read from Luke chapter 17 and 18 and Philippians chapters 3 and 4. Amen. So I did a little bit more time so that I would be able to talk to you in the wee hours of the morning like this and be able to read the word of God in your ears, in your hearing. Amen. We want to gain knowledge, wisdom, and most of all, understanding of the precepts of God, line upon line, tittle upon tittle, line upon line, dot upon dot, tittle upon tittle. We just want to understand everything that is written, all of it, because we want to please the Lord, because this is a relationship. Amen. It's a relationship, and it's an intimate relationship. Glory to God. He knows the He sees my nakedness, my shame, the things that make me ashamed, things that I don't want other people to see. The Lord sees those things, and he still loves me. It's the same for you. He sees all those things that you're ashamed of, that you don't want others to know about you or to see about you, and he still loves you. And he's there to help us to get better and to gain confidence in areas that we don't have strength. He's here to strengthen us and to help us to go forward, to help us to be courageous. He wouldn't have told Joshua to be strong and courageous if he was not present to give him the power to be strong and courageous. And Joshua was able to do that by the power of God. And so can we be strong and courageous because the Spirit of the Lord is here. He is with us to strengthen us. He is with us to give us courage. He said we were more than conquerors through Christ, more than conquerors. He's made us to be strong and courageous. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit. We submit ourselves to you this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we submit ourselves under your power, Lord, under your will. Oh, God, under your word, we submit. Lord God, ourselves to you this morning. Oh, Lord God, wash us, Lord, as we're in your presence. Oh, Lord God, bathe us in your glory. Bathe us in your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, wash the filth of our flesh, Lord God, and the filthy things that we picked up from the world as we went out among the world. And, Lord God, and the enemy was moving in this way and that way, Lord God, and things try to cling to us. Wash us, Lord. Oh, Lord God, and wash us, Lord. Cleanse us from every sin, Lord God, of commission and omission, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, don't just cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord God, and change our minds. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, change the way that we think, Lord God. Heal our thinking, Lord God. Heal the landscape of our mind, those things that have been so deeply embedded that were wrong, that were incorrect, that were misconceptions, that were just poor thinking, that was negative thoughts. Lord, heal us of those things this morning in the name of Jesus. Heal us, Lord God, of those deeply embedded pains, those hurts, Lord God, that have gone back through our early childhood, Lord God, those things that we don't even know where they came from, and yet they surface from time to time. Heal us this morning, Lord God. Untangle us, Lord God, from those things that we might see your will and see your word this morning. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory because you are God and nothing is too hard for you. So, Lord, we are not a hard case, even though sometimes we come before you feeling so unworthy because of this stuff. Oh, my God, heal us from the stuff, Lord God, that gets in the way. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver right now, oh, God. And help us, Lord, help us to be servants after your heart. Help us
to be servants of your will. Help us to be light in the midst of darkness, oh God, because you are light. Lord God, let that light emanate from us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, any bitter roots that may be springing up, Lord God, that may have embedded itself, burn it up by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus. Burn out every root. Lord God, destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every evil, every ancient evil, every witchcraft spirit, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus so that it is powerless and cannot continue, cannot go forth, cannot work. That thing that was it was assigned to do, it cannot because it's dying right now. Like a root who cannot catch a hold to anything, this root is dying off and is destroyed by the power of God Almighty right now in the name of Jesus. It is dead right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, our thoughts will be positive. Our thoughts will be holy. Our thoughts will be righteous. Our thoughts will be healthy. Our thoughts will be wholesome. Our thoughts will be obedient. We will take every thought that is negative and that is demonic into captivity to the obedience of God in Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory this morning. Lord God, we are victorious, and I thank you, Jesus. We have victory in you this morning in every area of our lives. We are victorious in our thinking. We're victorious in our spirit. We are victorious in our physical bodies. We are victorious in our situations. We're victorious in our relationships. We are victorious in our finances. We are victorious on our jobs. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is yours this morning in the name of Jesus. We shall have nothing left because he said that he was exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. He'll give us greater. Oh, Lord God, and we bow ourselves in your presence and thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Glory to God. He cleanses all of our iniquities and he heals all of our diseases. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We give him glory and we honor him on today. Oh, Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word on today as we read, Lord God, in Luke and in Philippians. Open up the minds and hearts of your people, Lord God, that we might receive knowledge, wisdom, and most of all understanding, and let your obedience, Lord God, be within us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We reject anything less than that. Oh, Lord, the enemy is a liar, Lord God, and he wants to thwart our purpose, Lord, but we stand in the name of Jesus that your will be done in each and every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord God, I give you honor. I do not glorify your name this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You know, there are times that we are going to have some trying times and things will not be as we expected, and we will not, we'll have times when we are not at ease. Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord is present to help us in those times. I'm experiencing such a time right now myself. Amen. But I give glory to God because he is here. He's here. He's here and he's answering and he hears me when I pray. And I am so grateful to the Lord. He hears us when we pray. He hears us.
and he will answer. Glory to God. We give him honor and we give him glory. Let's read. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. To the feeding of your soul. Amen. That the Lord might speak to your heart and to your mind. Amen. Open it up that you might receive. I pray, Lord, that you open the hearts of and minds of all those listening, and that you pour out a blessing into each and every one, even right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day return to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat, but will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lift Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Then he said to the disciples, the day will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 men in one bed, and one will be taken and the other will be left. 2 women will be grinding together. The one will be taken and the other left. 2 men will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left. And they answered and said to him, where, Lord? So he asked. So he said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Now a certain ruler asked him, shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, who then can be saved? But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, see, we have left all and followed you. So he said to them, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which were spoken. Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. We read Luke 17 and 18. Now we are proceeding to Philippians 3 and 4, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Philippians 3 and 4. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the onward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, even end, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Therefore, my brethren, and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so steadfast in the Lord, beloved, I implore Judea and I implore Syntax to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in every prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Luke chapter 17 and 18 and Philippians chapters 3 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you today. Amen. The Lord is pursuing you today. If you know him and the pardon of your sins, amen, and you are full of the Holy Ghost and fire, he's still pursuing you to go further, to come close, come higher, amen, to come up to the next level, amen. He wants us to receive more and more of him, amen, and we want more and more of him, amen. We want to get closer and closer in our relationship with the Lord. But if you are among those who have not said yes to the Lord, he is pursuing you as well and pursuing you even harder, because he is not willing that any should perish. It is not his will that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is calling your name right now. The hairs on your head is numbered. He has seen your life from the very beginning, even from before the conception in your mother's belly. The Lord knew you. He knew you would be, and he purposed you for this time and this place, for this age, for this dispensation. Amen. He's calling you. He's pursuing you. Say yes to the Lord on today. Repent, turn from your sins, and get in relationship, amen, with the Lord. You were always intended to be in relationship with God. Remember that from the very beginning, when we were all created, when man was created, when Adam and Eve stood in the earth, we were intended to be in relationship forever and for always. But when they fell, amen, we were born because of that fall, and then sin became rampant in the earth, and we were born into a state of sin, so that the enemy that calls us, that deceived Eve, that deceived the first man and woman, and seduced them into sinning, amen, he is pursuing us so that we be partakers of his despair, of his reward, and that reward is hell. The Lord created hell for Lucifer and for the fallen angels and disobedience, and hell continues to enlarge itself because the children of disobedience continue in that place of disobedience. But the Lord is pursuing you that he might recover you out of the hands of the enemy and place you into the loving hands of the Father. Amen. And restore your life and recover your soul and seal you with the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Say yes to the Lord on today. Amen. Repent means to be sorrowful, to ask the Lord forgiveness, and to turn away from those things, not to go back to them again. Amen. And sometimes we do falter, but we come back before the Lord, and He will cleanse us. Amen. And while you're on your knees and you're asking the Lord for forgiveness and you're turning away from those things, say yes to the gift of the Holy Ghost, and He will fill you with His presence. He will baptize you in His Spirit. Amen. Then find yourself a full gospel church and be baptized in the name of Jesus, as it is written in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Please email me. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how God is blessing. Let me know that you received the Lord, that you received the Holy Ghost, that God overshadowed you. Let me know that the presence of the Lord moved in the atmosphere all around you and in you. Let me know about it. Amen. My email is elderljt@gmail.com. elderljt@gmail.com. All lowercase letters. elderljt@gmail.com. Until next time, God bless you. Amen.